Today's shir is Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. We will begin on Daf Mem Hey Amar Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Lulav Shiva. On all 7 days of Sukkot, we make a separate bracha on the Lulav. For Sukkah, whereas the Sukkah, Yom Echad. We only make the bracha on the Sukkah on one day. My Tama, ask the Gemara, why is that? Lulav, the Mafsukkah Leilas Miyamim. When we speak about the lulav, every night there's an interruption because we don't do the mitzvah of lulav, we don't do the mitzvah of dalaminim at night, and therefore kol yom mitzvah pei nafshihu. Every day is a separate mitzvah, and therefore it deserves a separate bracha. However, sukkah d'lo mafsik leilas miyamim. When we speak about the sukkah we make one. We have to be in the sukkah 24/7, eating, sleeping, kula shiva. So therefore, the entire 7 days of Sukkot, kechad yom aricha dami, is considered like one long day. Rabbi Bar Abchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkot shiva. He holds that we make a bracha on the Sukkot every one of the days for lulav yom echad, but the bracha on the lulav is recited only once. My tama, why? So he explains Sukkot daraisa, Sukkot. That the chiv to sit in the sukkah, the obligation to sit in the sukkah, is a chiv deraisa. So therefore, we make a bracha shiva every one of the 7 days of sukkah. Whereas lulav derabbanan, lulav that the chiv deraisa of taking the dal minim is only on the first day of sukkah, as we have learned. The other days of sukkah, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So therefore, sagile bechad yoima. It's enough to make the bracha only on the first day. So right, most Mefarshim explain that according to Shmuel, we make a bracha that says Sukkah Yom Echad. We make a bracha at the beginning of the Sukkah of Yontif once, presumably the first time one enters the Sukkah. But if one, for whatever reason, according to Shmuel, did not make a bracha the first time he entered the Sukkah, he forgot. So then he will continue making a bracha he will make the bracha on the sukkah the first time he goes into the sukkah, but that time and never again. Other achrayim, sort of shalos tshuvas yad liyo, everybody agrees, even Shmuel agrees, if somebody left the sukkah where it would be considered a full-fledged hefsik, everybody agrees that you would make a bracha the next time you entered. The whole machloikus in the Gemara is if one didn't exit the sukkah, do you still have to make a separate bracha every day? Or is enough to make a bracha, or is enough to make one bracha at the beginning, and that will last for the entire yontif? So the Magen Avraham, using this Gemara as a model and as a source, while going to be a halacha, if somebody learned straight, he woke up in the morning and he did not, and he learned by day and he learned by night, does he have to make a new Birchas HaTorah the next morning? So he says, just like Al Gemara suggested, Sukkah, the Lemafska Leilas Miyamim, that there's one long extended mitzvah, you don't make a new bracha every time. The halacha ought to be the same by learning. If somebody didn't stop his learning, he shouldn't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Unless, as we just explained, if he interrupted his learning, he went to sleep. If he went to sleep, so now when he gets up, it's a new learning. But the question is, if that is indeed the reason that we have to make a new Birchas HaTorah when we went to sleep, because it's considered an interruption in our learning, so then the question that comes up, then you shouldn't have, then even if somebody takes a nap during the day, he should have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And we know that halacha is that if somebody takes a nap during the day, he doesn't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So the Taz explains that there's two factors to take into consideration for making Birchas HaTorah. One is that the Birchas HaTorah we make in the morning lasts for 24 hours. And therefore, until tomorrow morning, I don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And then there's another factor to consideration, and that is that there was no interruption, in the learning by going to sleep. And it's based on the way the Pnei Yeshua and Masechet Brachos understands the concept behind Birchas HaTorah. Is Birchas HaTorah a bracha that you make like any bracha you make before you perform a mitzvah? And therefore, if there was an interruption, a strong argument could be made that a Birchas HaTorah should have to be made again. But the Pnei Yeshua suggests that the Birchas HaTorah is not just there for a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaTorah is also a Birchas HaShvach. Shebacha Banu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the nations of the world and gave us the Torah. Just like we make the Birchas HaShachar every morning, which the Birchas HaShachar are also a Birchas HaYodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we have to take both of these elements into consideration when we discuss making Birchas HaTorah, and therefore only when both conditions are met would we make a new Birchas HaTorah. However, both conditions that we just described are not met, we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah. It says the Gemara, Ki Asur Ravan Amar Rav Yochanan. When Ravan came, he reported the name of Rav Yochanan, Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh, whether we speak about the Sukkah or whether we speak about the Lulav, Shiva, we make a separate Birchas HaTorah every day. Amar Rav Yosef, Nekoit, the Rabbi Babachana Biyotcha, except the position of Rabbi Babachana that the bracha on the sukkah requires a new bracha every day, and the kul amroi kamik avasei b'sukkah, because everybody that spoke about the bracha sukkah agrees that you make a new bracha on the sukkah every one of days. Meisvei, and in general, we have a rule that we have a machlok Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that Loch is like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that in the sukkah we make a new bracha every day. Meisvei asked the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Braisa teaches us, if somebody is making a lulav, and Rashi explains that you're making the lulav on Erev Yontif, you're binding your lulav on Erev Yontif, and he says you make a bracha. What is the bracha that you make at that point? Omer, Baruch Shachiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. You make a Shachiyonu. Not all Lotzei Spoy. If you take, when Yontif comes and you take the Dalminim in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalminim, Omer, you say Baruch Shachiyonu v'tzvoysov v'tzivona anotilas lulav. V'afapi Shabir Chaleim Yom Rishon. Even though you made a bracha on the first day of Sukkot, on the Dalminim, Chayza v'varach kol shivu yomim, you make a new bracha every one of the 7 days. So Taisa says, whenever we speak, he explains, about the bracha Shachiyonu, we need to understand why we make a bracha Shachiyonu and when don't we make a bracha Shachiyonu. So he says that the general rule is that any mitzvah that has in it an element of simcha, you make a Shachiyonu. So that's why he says the sukkah, the lulav, come with simcha, and that's why we make a Shachiyonu. So too, Pidyon HaBen comes with tremendous simcha, and we make a Shachiyonu. But not on Mila, and not on making tefillin and tzitzis. There's no special simcha involved in making tefillin and tzitzis. Tosfos also quotes Rav Tzvi Ragoin that there's another condition that has to be met in order to make a bracha Shachiyonu, and that is that it has to be a bracha that comes from time to time, and therefore something that has a specific time that it comes at specific intervals. And therefore, according to Shmuel Bergoyin, if somebody would buy a new garment, a new expensive keli, you don't make a Shachiyonu, because you don't make a Shachiyonu on something that it only comes that has simcha in it and has a scheduled time that comes mizman lazman. But Lalochi says that you don't have to have both conditions. Either it's something that's bar mizman lazman, or it has simcha. The halacha is we make a Shachiyonu. And therefore, even though new garments, he says, don't come with a special time schedule, but they bring simcha, especially in those days where they did not get new garments on such a frequent basis. Since they didn't get new garments on such a frequent basis, basis, the halacha is that you have to make, you make a separate shechiyanu every time. Says the Ran. So if that's the case, why when we say hallel on Yontif, we discussed saying hallel is a mitzvah. And just why don't we make a shechiyanu on the saying of the hallel? So the Avadram says that since at the beginning of Yontif, we make a shechiyanu, the shechiyanu that we make at the beginning of Yontif, that works for the hallel, and we don't have to make a separate shechiyanu on the mitzvah of hallel. And for the same reason, we don't make a shechiyanu, he explains, on the Agadah, by the say, the Darba Kaisis, Matzah Umarar. All of them are covered with the shechiyanu that we say at the beginning of the Yontif. What about Rosh Chodesh? So he says, since sometimes Rosh Chodesh doesn't wait 30 days for it to come, it could come in 29 days. It has to be an interval of 30 days. Mila is a very interesting question. Do we make a shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Mila? The Rambam holds that we do make a shechiyanu on a Mila, and that is the minig on Eretz Yisrael, because he explains the Mila is considered something that comes from time to time, and it comes with tremendous simcha. However, Tosfos and other Rishonim say that we don't make a shechiyanu on Mila. And there are many reasons given by the Rishonim for why not. One explanation is that Tosfos says, since Mila involves pain for the child, any mitzvah that comes with pain, we don't make a shechiyanu. Other Rishonim explain that Pidyon HaBen comes much less frequently than a Bris Mila. Baruch Hashem, people have children all the time. A Bechor that should be considered a full-fledged Bechor is much less frequent, and that's why we make a Shechiyonah by Pidyon HaBen and not by a Bris Mila. The Rosh explains that we don't make a Shechiyonah by a Mila, because we don't know for sure that the child is not a nafel. We only know that the child is not a nafel after 30 days. But of course, as we know, a bris mila is made by 8 days. So our Gemara says that when you bind the lulav, you make a shechiyanu. And the Rishonim explain that we make a separate shechiyanu on the binding of the lulav, because it has nothing to do with the brachas shechiyanu of the yontif, and since it doesn't come, that has nothing to do with that shechiyanu, we have to make a separate shechiyanu. Continues the Gemara, ha'isa sukkah la'atzmai, if somebody builds a sukkah, ayim brachas shechiyanu v'kimanu, nichnas leishaba, when you sit down in the sukkah, aymer and continues the Braisa, V'kivan Shabirich Yom Rishon, once you made a Leisha B'Sukkah on the first day of Sukkot, Shuv Einam Varach. You don't make a bracha again, a Leisha B'Sukkah. So ask the Gemara, Kasha Lulav Alulav. Here we're learning that you make a bracha on the Lulav every one of the days. And Rabbi Baba Chana said in the name of Yoichran, you only make a bracha on the Lulav the first day. And then ask the Gemara, Kasha Sukkah Sukkah. Here we're learning that you make a bracha on the Sukkah on the first day. And Rabbi Yochanan earlier said that we make a bracha on the Sukkah every one of days. Answers the Gemara, Bishlam Alulav Alulav Kasha. The problem, the contradiction that we've identified regarding making the bracha on the Lulav can be answered. Kam Bezman Shebesim Midashkayim. And when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, there's a Chiv Daraisa in the Beis HaMikdash to take the Dalaminim every one of the days of Yontif, and therefore every day you make a Shechiyanu. However, Rabbi Yochanan speaking about the time Be'azman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, and as we said, then the Chiv of taking the Lulav is only on the first day of Yontif. The other days of Yontif is only the Rabbanon, and therefore we don't make a Shechiyanu. But ask the Gemara, Ava Sukkah, the question, the stira about Sukkah, Kasha remains difficult. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. This is actually a Machloikas Tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees with one of the Tanoim. The Tanya, Tefillin. When it comes to putting on Tefillin, if you take off the Tefillin, Kozman Shemenicham, every time you put on the tefillin, Mevar Chaleim. You have to make a new bracha. Divrei Rebbe. Cham Emrim, Emevarach El Shachs Bavad, you only make the bracha once in the morning. So now, to correlate that machloikus with our machloikus, according to Rebbe, the same by sukkah. Every time that you'll go out of the sukkah, you'll have to make a new bracha. Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan agree. However, the Chacham hold that once you made a bracha at the beginning of sukkahs, you don't make a bracha leisha b'sukkah the rest of Yontif. Similarly, the same, just like by tefillin, every time you put on and you take off your tefillin, you don't need to make a new bracha. So here the Gemara says, "Oisu sukkah l'atzma makes a shachiyano." So the Tva explains that this halacha that when you build your sukkah, you have to make a shachiyano. Says the Ritva, is only if you build the sukkah within 30 days of sukkahs. Because then it's already shloshim yom kodem l'chag, it's within 30 days before yontif, and that's when you have to make a new bracha. But if it's before 30 days, says the mitva, and that's the psak of the bi'alocha, that isn't considered the time of yontif, and nobody would hold that you would make a shechiyonu at that time. So Gemara said that by the sukkah and by the lulav, when we make the mitzvah, we make a shechiyonu. So the question comes up, by which mitzvahs, when you're preparing the mitzvahs, do you make a shechiyonu, and by which don't you? The Rambam's opinion is that by every mitzvah, when you make the mitzvah, you make a shechiyonu. Rabbeinu Menoyach says that certainly when somebody is making a shofar, or somebody is making a Megillah, writing a Megillah, you don't have to make a Shechiyonu. So he explains, as we just explained, when we speak about a Yontif, speaking about Sukkos, so there's a concept of Shloshim Yoim Koidim L'Chag. So wherever there's a concept of Shloshim Yoim Koidim L'Chag, that's when you make the mitzvah begins, and that's why when you make that mitzvah, you make a Shechiyonu. However, when we speak about a Shofar and Megillah, there is no concept that the shofar should specifically be prepared 30 days before Yontif. You can make a shofar anytime. You can write a Megillah anytime. And therefore, there's no point. You don't make a shechiyonu when you make the shofar or write the Megillah. Another explanation, all other mitzvahs, shofar, Megillah, you don't have to have your own shofar. You don't have to have your own Megillah. But when sukkah and lulav, says the Rebbeinu Menoyach, you have to sit, everybody individually has to sit in the sukkah. Everybody individually has to take the dal aminim. And therefore, they should make a shechiyonu. The Ravid says that it depends, is there simcha when we're preparing the mitzvah? When there's simcha involved in making the mitzvah? So the Ravid suggests that building a sukkah and preparing a lulav involves simcha. But he says, for example, baking matzahs, writing a Megillah, or preparing a shofar is more tircha than simcha, therefore you don't make a shechiyonu. The Mordechai has a very interesting approach. The Mordechai says that any mitzvah that you have to do fresh every year we have to take new dalaminim. Every year we have to make a sukkah again. Therefore we make a shechiyonu. But when it comes to a shofar, we could have the same shofar for many years. We could have the same Megillah for many years. Therefore, we don't make a separate shechiyonu. So the Gemara said, "Nichnas leishaba." When we sit down at the sukkah, we make a leishaba sukkah. The question is, at what point do we make that leishaba sukkah? So the Rambam says, consistent what we learned earlier in the Masechta, that kol mitzvahs, kol brachos, mevarach lehem oivel siyosan, that all brachos should be recited before we do the mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, you should make the bracha, we should make the bracha of leisha b'sukkah before we enter the sukkah standing. The Rosh disagrees. He says that the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, until one sits down in the sukkah, one doesn't make the leisha b'sukkah. The halacha is, not a question is, when it comes to making the Leisha B'Sukkah on the first night of Yontif, and we also make a Shechiyonu, when do we make that bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in Simon Tov Rei Samach Aleph Sif Aleph Paskin, the first one should make the Shechiyonu, and then the Leisha B'Sukkah. So the Mishnah Brura, however, says that there are those that make the Leisha B'Sukkah and then the Shechiyonu. So the Mishnah Brura says both minhagim are legitimate, but he says that one should not have in one sukkah some people doing it this way, the Leisha B'Sukkah and then the Shechiyonu, and other people making the Shechiyonu and then the Leisha B'Sukkah. So here our Gemara said that every time we had a machlokes. If every time you take off your tefillin, do you make a separate Shechiyonu? Do you make a new bracha or not? And the question, of course, is a very important question. If one needs to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening and he takes off the tefillin, does he make a new bracha or not? So the Magen Avraham in Simen Chav Hei Sif Katan Chav Bei says, since where one is in the bathroom, one, of course, may not wear tefillin. So therefore, he says, going to the bathroom is considered a hefsek, and it's considered a hefsek, and when he comes out of the bathroom and puts his tefillin back on, that he should make a shechiyonu. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, many poskim disagree with the Magen Avraham, that if somebody takes off his tefillin to go to Beis HaKiseh, he doesn't have to put on his tefillin and make a new bracha. And the Mishnah Brura in Simen Chav Hei Sif Katan Mem Zayin quotes the Chaya Adam that says that you do have to make a bracha. But however, many poskim say that the only time you have to make a new bracha is if there was a significant amount of time from when you took off your tefillin to when you put them back on. But if there wasn't a significant amount of time, even though during that brief period that you were in the bathroom, you weren't allowed to wear tefillin, still, since it was only a brief amount of time, one does not have to make a new shechiyonu. Itmar, Bai Omar, Hilchasa Krebi, Bai said the halachas like Rebi, Rama Omar Hilchas Krebonin, Rama said the halachas Krebonin, Omar Rab Mary, Barada Mashmul. And in many places in Shas, we find the Rameri, the daughter of Shmuel. Why was Rameri called this way? Because Rameri was the daughter of Rachel, who was the daughter of Shmuel, who was kidnapped, as the Gemara Masechta Ksubistav Chav Gimel Amin Alf teaches us. And there was a non-Jew whose name was Isser, who had relations with her, and she became pregnant from him. This Isser ultimately became a ger. So it turns out that Rameri was conceived from Isser when Isser was still a non-Jew and was born that when Isser was already a Jew. So since at the time of the conception, his father wasn't Jewish, he's called on his mother's name, not on his father's name. So says the Gemara, Amar Rameri Barah de Bas Shmuel, Chazina le Rava de Leavad Kishmatzei. I saw Rava did not act the way he just said regarding tefillin, that he said Alok Rabbanon. Ella, Magnav Koiva Ella Beisakise, in the morning he would go to the bathroom before he put on his tefillin. Venafaka Mashiyadi, then he would go out and wash his hands. Umar of tefillin and Mavarech, and put on the tefillin and make a brok on them. Viki Istrich Zimna Achrina, if he would need to use the bathroom again, Ella Beisakise, he would go into the bathroom. Venafaka Mashiyadi, he would wash his hands. Umanach tefillin and put on his tefillin again. Of course, umavarach says the Gemara. Anan nami kerebi kavdinan, and we too says the Gemara follow the opinion of Rebbe. Umavarchin kol shiva, we make a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days of Yontif. Amar Amazutra, and says Amazutra, Chazina leila Rapapi, I saw Rapapi, the call Amos the manach tefillin, whenever he put on the tefillin, even though he put him on and off many times during the day, mavarach he would make a separate bracha. Rabbanan the Breyer of Ashi, Kol Amos the Mashmashe, every time that they would check the tefillin, they would make a new bracha they would be mevarchi, they would make a new bracha. Why would they make a bracha every time they check the tefillin? So Rashi explains, since as we've learned, there's a mitzvah to constantly check your tefillin, as we learned from the tzitz when we learned Masechta Yuma. So every time you check your tefillin, it's as if you're putting them on again, and you have to make a new bracha. The Ritva disagrees. And Ritva says that every time they were Masiach Das, that they stopped thinking about the tefillin, that's when they made a new bracha. And in fact, the Ritva says that they who constantly were thinking about the tefillin, if somebody stopped thinking about the tefillin, they have to make a new bracha. But says the Ritva, we who don't really pay such good attention to the tefillin that we're wearing, we don't make a bracha even if we're Masiach Das for the tefillin. The Rosh explains that every time the tefillin went out of their place, so when the tefillin are not in the proper place on the head or on the hand, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, when they put it back in the right place, that's when they make a bracha. The question is, what did bracha did they make? Rashi just said that they made a new bracha every time they made sure the tefillin were in the right place. The question is, what bracha did they make? Tosfos says the bracha they used to make was lishmar chukov. The Ran asks, the bracha of lishma chukov doesn't really make sense here. And therefore, the Ran says they made a bracha lishma as a tefillin. Because the Ran is agreeing with Ritva, who says that the reason they made a new bracha every time, because they were Masiach Das. So that's why they made a bracha lishma chukov, that we're going to be careful that the tefillin should not be in the proper place. So the Gemara said that the Aloch is like Reb Yochanan, and says that a new bracha is made every day of Sukkos. So Tosfos, the very maskal echazeh, says that Reb Yochanan does not mean that one bracha per day is sufficient. Rather, what he means to say is a new bracha is said each time one comes back to a sukkah to eat, drink, or sleep. The Rambam says that one should write, say, Lishma Sukkah every time he enters the sukkah, just walking into the sukkah, even though he does so several times a day, and even though he has no plan to eat or sleep there at that time. The Shulchan Aruch, however, paskins like the Rosh, and says that we only make Lishma Sukkah every time prior to eating the sukkah. Ask the Rosh, if we learned in our Gemara, in our Masechta, many times, that in a way, sleeping is more serious, sleeping in the sukkah is more serious than eating in the sukkah. For we learned, by sleeping, there's a concern that one may oversleep, that may, even if one takes a shinas arai, a temporary nap, he may end up sleeping longer. So if anything, asked the Rosh, we should have to make a bracha by sleeping more than by eating. Answers the Rosh, because by sleeping, we have to be concerned that even though it is the person's intention to go to sleep, he may not fall asleep. The Rosh also quotes Rabbi Tam that says that eating is considered the most significant act that we could do in the sukkah. Anything else is not as significant as eating. And therefore, the bracha of Leish of the sukkah was made for eating only. The Taz says that what the Rabbeinu Tam says is only if somebody is going to eat a full-fledged meal. If somebody does not eat bread, one doesn't say Elisha B'sukkah. That, says the Ma'amar Mordechai, is the Minhag HaOlam, that we only make Elisha B'sukkah by eating and bread with meat. Says the Taz, that let's say somebody was sitting in the sukkah, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, one on sukkahs should spend as much time as possible in a sukkah. So somebody spent his whole day in the sukkah. He finished his meal, but he still is remaining in the sukkah. And now he's going to eat another meal. So the Taz says, when he comes to the next meal, he should make another leishah b'sukkah. The Bagna of Ram disagrees. And he says that if somebody remains in the sukkah the entire time, let's say somebody would remain, says the Magen Avraham, the sukkah, for an entire duration of Yontif, he would only make one bracha leisha b'sukkah at the beginning of Sukkos, and that would last the entire yontif. Says the Magen Avraham that if somebody in the middle of a meal leaves the sukkah and goes to somebody else's sukkah, he has to make a new leisha b'sukkah when he starts eating in that sukkah. However, says the Levush Yisrud, that if I started my meal in my sukkah and I intended to continue to finish the meal in somebody else's sukkah, I don't have to make a new leisha b'sukkah. I can rely on the leisha b'sukkah that I made in my sukkah at the beginning of my suda. Amar Yudom Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. The mitzvah of lulav, every day of Sukkot, we have to make a new bracha on the lulav. Rishu ben Levi Omer, Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulav, the first day is a chiv, the Raisa, to make a bracha on the lulav, Mikan ve'elach, all the rest of Yontav, the obligation of the making a bracha on the dalminim, or taking the dalminim, is Mitzvah Sukenim, and therefore we don't make a bracha. Rav Yitzchak Amar Kol Yom Mitzvah Sukenim, every day is only a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Ask the Gemara, does Rav Yitzchak mean to say that even the first day of Yontif, the chiv of taking the aluminum, is only a chiv derabbanan? Ask the Gemara, for Kaimelon, haven't we learned the Yom Rishon deraisa, that the chiv of taking the aluminum on the first day of Sukkot is a chiv deraisa? Ema, says the Gemara, what he meant to say was bar mi Yom Rishon. Of course, except the first day. The first day of Sukkot, the obligation to take the lulav is a chiv deraisa. Ask the Gemara if that's what he meant to say. That's exactly the same as what Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said. Amos, says the Gemara, correct. The way to read the Gemara is that Rabbi Yitzchak actually agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Says the Gemara, Af Rav Sover, and Rav too agrees that Kol Shiva, every one of the days of Sukkot, you make a bracha. Mitzvah slowly, you make a bracha on the lulav. Dom Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav Hamadlik Ner Chanukah. Just like when you light the Chanukah candles, Tzarech Levarich, you make a bracha every day, even though the chiv to light Chanukah is only a chiv derabbanan. Still, you make a bracha every day. So, since the Gemara mentioned the chiv of Ner Chanukah, the Gemara delves into it for a minute. Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hanoyer Heroyan Ner Shel Chanukah, somebody who sees the candles, and he doesn't have his own candles, he makes a bracha. My Mevarich, ask the Gemara exactly which bracha does he recite. Amar Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik, if you're actually lighting the candles yourself, you make three brachas. You make a bracha on L'Halik Ner Chanukah, you make a Shechiyonu and you make a Shasu Nisim. V'Aroya, and if somebody's only seeing the candles, Mevarich Shtayim, you make a Shechiyonu and Shasu Nisim. You can't make a L'Halik Ner Chanukah because you're not lighting the menorah yourself. Mikan Ve'elich, the rest of Chanukah, Hamadlik Mevarich Shtayim, the person who's lighting the candles makes two brach, L'Halik Ner Chanukah and Shasu Nisim. V'Aroya, and somebody who sees the candles only makes one. He makes the Shosanisim. Ask the Gemara, my Mevarich, what is the bracha on the candles? Says the Gemara, Baruch Shekishanam Tzvoisov, V'tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Ask the Gemara, V'hechem Tzivanu, where do we find that the Torah tells us that we should light Chanukah? We're saying, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivanu, we were commanded. Where were we commanded to light Chanukah candles? It's only the Rabbanim. Answers the Gemara. The Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, "Al pi haTorah sheirucha v'amash b'rashiyar milcha le'sosim and adavah sheigid lecha yom and le'smol." So from here we learn that we have to do whatever Chazal tells us to do. If Chazal told us to light Chanukah candles, we have to make a bracha of Asher Kedishonu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha Zekenecha Yirei Melach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masna Behedya, he said explicitly that the opinion of Rav was Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvos Lulav. You have to make all 7 days a bracha on lulav. So the Sfasemis explains why did the Gemara ask specifically on Neris Chanukah Ve'echen Tzivanu. So explains the Sfasemis, when we speak about the lulav, So yes, as we've been learning in our shir, the mitzvah of lulav midaraisa is only the first day. But there is a mitzvah daraisa. So since there is a mitzvah daraisa, that's why we make the bracha even though on the other days where there is no mitzvah daraisa. But when we speak about Chanukah, there is no chiv daraisa at all to light candles. And since there's no chiv daraisa at all to light candles, that's why we need to, that's why we learn that you can, we shouldn't make a bracha, and our Gemara teaches us that you can make a bracha. The interesting discussion that the Steichemen has is that we know, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Shabbos, the halacha of Chanukah candles is a half an hour. So now, if somebody sees candles after they're on already half an hour, so they're no longer fulfilling a mitzvah. And if he's going to make a bracha for Haroya, would that be acceptable? So the Steichemet wants to say that no. Only for the first half an hour, where the candles are being lit l'shei mitzvah, do you make the bracha. Afterwards, it's not a mitzvah anymore. But I saw that there are poskim, the Shas Chuvas Kinyan Torah, Shas Chuvas Ragameya, that they say since our minig is that even if the candles light for longer than half an hour, we still don't use them. We keep them segregated for a mitzvah, so we can make the bracha even past that. Here we also see that a bracha on a drabonon, we make a bracha on a mitzvah drabonon, and this is used by the Shas Chuvas Meram Shik Oyer Chaim Simon Reish Samach Tes to discuss a very interesting discussion. And that is, many people make Shabbos early and they come home and it's still not the Zman of Shabbos and they already make Kiddush. Now, why could they make Kiddush at that time? It's not yet Shabbos, it's not yet dark. The answer is because it's Tois for Shabbos. Says the Meram Shik that the Zman of the din of Tois for Shabbos is only a din de Rabbanan. The chiyuv, the obligation to make kiddush, is a chiyuv daraisa. So ask the Meram Shik, how could the kiddush that I'm making when it's only the rabbanon work for this man when there's a chiyuv daraisa? So he says, based on our Gemara, that we learned that even on a mitzvah drabbanon we can make a bracha, since even on a mitzvah drabbanon we can make a bracha, even though now it's no longer a time of, it's no longer that situation, we could still break that bracha that we made in Azman the Rabbanon will work for Kiddush, which we're doing when the Benitzah Daraisa. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana Oysa Sukkah La'atzmai, as we learned earlier, if somebody builds a sukkah, I'm a Baruch Shechiyonu. Nichnas Leishaba, when you go into the sukkah, you make Baruch HaShekrishonu. Hoysa Suyivay Medis, if your sukkah was standing from previously, from before, 30 days before Yontif, im yachal l'chadish by dover, if you could do something to make it new, so then at that point, you make the shechiyonu. V'mlav, if the sukkah is completely standing and there's nothing to add, l'kishyukonis leishaba, when you go into the sukkah, mevaruch shtayim, you make a leishaba sukkah and shechiyonu. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazinu lo Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the Kamal Kula, Kos the Kedusha. As we discussed earlier in Ashir, he made them everything in the time of Kiddush. Here we said, Im Yochel Chadish by Dover. What is the definition of Yochel Chadish by Dover? Dritvos says, it has to be in a part of the Sukkah which is essential to the Kashrus of the Sukkah, which means either the Schach or the walls. However, the Pesach Zuta says that it has to be specifically in the schach, because as we've discussed, Baruch Hashem, so many times in our Masechta, the main part of the sukkah is the schach. So when the Gemara says that you have to be mechadish something in the sukkah, it means in the schach. Tanabon, hayu lefonav mitzvahs harbe. Somebody has many mitzvahs to do, the lulav, the sukkah, tefillin, tzitzis, oimer. So he says one general bracha. Baruch Hashem Rishonim Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Al HaMitzvos. Yehuda Omer V'Rach Al Kol Achas V'Achas B'Fnei Atzmai. You make a bracha on every mitzvah individually. Amar Rav Zeir V'Tamer Rav Chanina Bar Papa Hilchsa Krev Yehuda. The Halachas Krev Yehuda. V'Amar Rav Zeir V'Tamer Rav Chanina Bar Papa My Tamed Rav Yehuda. Where does Rav Yehuda take this from? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. So the simple explanation of the pasuk is difficult to understand. Do we only bless Hashem by day? We don't bless Hashem at night. The pasuk is coming to teach us every bracha that we take. Every mitzvah we should do, we should make a separate bracha. Hachinami, every day we should give a separate bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu for what He does for us. Hachinami, b'chol davar v'davar, for every mitzvah, ten lamein b'chaisav. Rav Kivega makes a very interesting point. Rashi gives an example of illustration of what is the example of doing many mitzvahs together. Lulav, sukkah, tefillin and tzitzis. So says Rabbi Kivega, from here's a raya that Rashi held. We know there's a big question that Rashi held that one should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'am Rav Zeir v'tem Rav Chanina bar Papa, bar A, shloi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act like human beings. Midas basav v'dam, kli reikim machzi, something that's empty can be filled up. Malei, but something that's full, ain't a machzik. Al midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu molei machzik, only something that's full could hold, reikin ain't a machzik. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'haya im shemaya tishma. Im shemaya, if you already have learned Torah, tishma, you'll be able to learn more Torah. However, im lav, if you haven't learned much Torah, loy Torah, loy tilmad, loy tishma, you won't be able to learn. Davacha im shemaya b'yashman, if you will review what you have already learned, Tishma b'chaydus, you'll be able to learn new Torah. V'miyifna l'vavcha, but if you don't pay attention to what you've already learned, shivlai tishma, you won't have success in learning. The Tubna Magid explains this Gemara with a mashal. When a person, he says, normally, human nature is that if somebody wants something, he only wants it until he gets it. But once he gets it, he isn't so interested in it. When it comes to Torah, it's not like that. The more one learns, the more one is interested in learning. The Ben Yehuda explains that what it means is molei machzik, is the pasuk, the Gemara says, ein lo ila kodesh baruch hu beis genozov, ela oitza sheyir shemayim bovad. Kodesh baruch hu is most interested in yir shemayim. So molei, somebody who has yir shemayim, machzik. That's the person that will be successful in his learning. But if somebody is not successful in his learning, if somebody doesn't have Yir Shemayim, he will not be successful in his learning. Another Pshat that Ben Yehuda suggests is that the Gemara means to say here is that first a person should learn Bikiyas. He should learn and know what he know and amass knowledge. After he amasses knowledge, then he will be successful to learn. He'll be successful to understand and be able to have chedusha Torah and understand the lumdus. So we learned in the Mishnah on Hoshana Rabbis. Hoshana Rabbim yam tenaikis shaymtim lulaveim. The tenaikis dropped their lulav. Vaichlam esrogeim. And we said that there were two pshatim. One pshat is that the tenaikim, that the children themselves took the lulav and esrog. Another pshat is that the adults took the lulav and esrog of the children. And that's the pshat that Rashi prefers. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, esrog b'shvi, esrog on Hashan and Rabbah, asor, you're not allowed to eat it, even though you fulfilled the mitzvah. B'shmini, but on Shmini Atzeres, mutter, you may already allow to eat it. The sukkah, and on the sukkah, of course, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow, Shir. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no question that we don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Afilu b'Shmini Asura, we're not allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Rishlokish Amma Esrog Afilu b'Shvi Nami Mutter, that even on Hashanah Rabbah, the Esrog is Mutter. Ask the Gemara, B'mai Kamifki, what is the basis of the Machloikis? Says the Gemara, Ma'ar Sover, Rishlokish of the opinion is, L'mitzvah Eskatzoi. The point of the, why is the esrog, why may the esrog not be used? Because it's set aside for the mitzvah. So since the mitzvah is already performed, it's not huxla mitzvasai. Once it's no longer huxla mitzvasai, it's not muksa. Or masover, Rav Yochanan's opinion is, lekula yoy mitzkatzai. It's muksa for the entire day. Eser yishlokish Rav Yochanan. So he asks, we learned in our Mishnah, miyad,
Tan'an Hashana Rabbah, after they finished doing the mitzvah, Miyat Tanoik Yishayim to Mesud Luveyim, Voichlan Esur Seigeim, Maylav, Huadin, Le Gedoylim, that it's the Esrug of the Gedoylim. But it's still Hashana Rabbah. You, according to you, Asr Shalokish to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's still Hashana Rabbah, the Esrug is Muktzah. Says, Loi, Tanoikis Tavka. We're speaking about the Esrugim of the Tanoikis. So those Esrugim were never made into Muktzah. And that's why, after they were ready used, and they're not muksa, because they were the sroigim of the ketanim, that's why they're not muksa. The Shalameshiv asks that how do I know if esrog of a godel is muksa? So all the sroigim should be muksa, because we have no way of knowing which is the esrog of a cotton and which is the esrog of a godel. So Shalameshiv says the ketanim usually did not have such nice esrogim, whereas the gedolim had very nice esrogim, and that's why we were able to tell that this esrog belonged to a cotton. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this gemara. Eser b'yoychan l'reish lakish, we learned, miyana tenoikis shem tos l'veim v'echam esrogim. But we see here, tenoikis in, only the esrogim of the children can be used after the mitzvah is performed. Gedolim noy. Why? Because it must be, says Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, for I am correct, after the entire Shana Rabbah, the Sroigim are still a mitzvah. Answers Rabbi Shlokish, why didn't I feel like Gedolim? For how did Tari Tanaka, so why did the Mishnah speak about the Sroigim of the children? Urch the Milsik Tani. That was usually the Sroigim that they took. But it would really be the same if it was the Sroigim of the Gedolim. Amaleir Papa Labaya, the Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Esrig after Shana Rabbah on Shmini Atzeres is not Muksa. So Rabbi Papa asks Abai, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, I don't understand. Maishna Sukkah or Maishna Esrig? Why is the Sukkah Muksa on Shmini Atzeres? Again, repeating, because it's an Etzisrael, they didn't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and why is the Esrig not? Amalei, Sukkah, the Chazil Bein HaShemashas. Sukkah, if somebody wants to eat Bein HaShemashas, between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, if he wants to eat, where would he have to eat that? In the Sukkah, because it's still maybe Hoshana Rabbah. It's still maybe Sukkos. And whenever we speak about Huchas Muksa, there's the concept of Migad is Katsoyla Ben Hashmashas, is Katsoyla Kula Yoyma. The defining moment of Huchas Muksa is Ben Hashmashas. So since it was Muksa Ben Hashmashas, it remained Muksa for the rest of the day. If somebody would want to eat at Ben Hashmashas between Hashana Rabbah and Sukkos, boy, ma'is begabah or mechel begavah, you would have to eat in the Sukkah. So it's katzoy leBein Hashmashas. So during Ben Hashmashas, it was still huktzul mitzvasai, and therefore we apply the concept of migdus katzoy leBein Hashmashas is katzoy leKula Yom deShmir. However, esrig deLoi Chazir leBein Hashmashas, you don't do the mitzvah of esrig at that point. And seemingly, even if you didn't do it, you shouldn't do it. It's too late. Let's get soy bein hashmashas. So therefore, there wasn't muksa bein hashmashas, and therefore, let's get soy lekul yom d'shmi. Says the Gemara, v'levi am esrog afilu b'shmini aser. He says that the esrog is going to be muksa on shmini atzeres as well. Why? Because migad is katzoy. Because if somebody didn't get around to taking the esrog until bein hashmashas, he should take a Ben Hashmashas, because there's a suffix if it's still a Shana Rabbah. So then it became Muksa Ben Hashmashas, and we say, Migad is Katsula Ben Hashmashas, it's Katsula Kol Yoma. Vavud Ishmael Amma, Esrig B'Shvi Yasu, the Esrig is Muksa on Shana Rabbah, B'Shmini Muta. Says the Gemara, come Avud Ishmael B'Shitzer the Levi. The Avud Ishmael ultimately agreed with Levi that the Esrig is Muksa on Shmini Atzeres. The Kamar of Zera b'shitz Avud Shmuel, and Zera ultimately agreed with Avud Shmuel that Esrig is Muksa on Hashana Rabbah and not on the Shmini Atzeres. Damar of Zera, Esrig shenifsula asalach kol shiva. It becomes Muksa for the 7 days, not for Hashana Rabbah. Amar of Zera, lelikni inish Hashana liyunuka. A person should not give his dalaminim to a cotton b'yamatay v'kama on the first day of Sukkot before he did the mitzvah, because as we've learned, my time, the yugnuka miknakani, a child has the ability to buy something with the rabbanon, a knuyle maknavi, doesn't have the ability to sell. Now, when we're doing the mitzvah of dalaminim, it has to be lochem. If I gave my dalaminim to the child, so it becomes his. Now he's going to give it back to me But then he doesn't have the ability to do that halachically. And I won't fulfill the mitzvah of lochem, the proper way of doing the mitzvah of dalaminim on the first day of Yontif. There is a machloikis. We've learned that we do matanam nas lahachser. Will matanam nas lahachser work with a cotton? There are those that say that matana lahachser will also not work because he doesn't have the ability of nas lahachser. Others say that a regular matana, where I give it to him a gift and then he gives it back to me, a cotton doesn't have that ability. But if it's not that way, then the halacha is, then if it's a matanam nas lahachser, it would work. Based on this, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be careful not to buy from children the dalaminim, because, as we just said, the dalaminim must be lochem, they must belong to you. When you buy it from a child, it's not lochem. He doesn't have the ability, as we just learned, to make a full-fledged kinyan. And since the child does not have the ability to make a full-fledged kinyan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Somebody shouldn't tell a child, I'm giving you something, and then you don't give it to him, because the child will learn to lie. As the Pasuk says, by acting this way, you teach your child to speak lie. And a person should always be careful how he speaks, because just like as the Magen Avos explains, the whole world stands on emes, chosmai shal kodesh baruch hu emes, and if you train your child not to speak truth, then the world won't have a kiyum because the world needs emes.